Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. We're glad you're joining us today.
Our scripture for today is John 3:16, reading from the New International Version. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. The King James Version might be more familiar to some people. It reads, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. This was probably the very first Bible verse that I learned to memorize, which was probably in vacation Bible school. Did I understand what it said or meant? Probably not, but I could recite it to the pleasure of my mother and the teacher at vacation Bible school. We do not have a son, only daughters. Regardless, I cannot imagine offering one as a sacrifice, as Abraham was asked to do. Furthermore, from what we know, he was not hesitant in taking Isaac up the mountain to be sacrificed. I would imagine that Sarah, Isaac's mother, had something to say about the situation. However, in Old Testament times, women had less say-so about such matters. During Jesus' earthly life, he seemed to be on a mission to carry out God's will. Toward the end of his life, it almost seemed like self-sacrifice or giving of himself for the atonement or substitution of his life for our sins. The verse says that whoever believes in God will not perish but have everlasting life. As a child, this was very difficult to comprehend. What does everlasting or eternal life look like? As adults, we know that eventually our earthly bodies will wear out, we will die, and be buried or cremated, and ashes spread or deposited in the ground or perhaps put into an urn. However, for believers, our souls will reside in heaven. We don't know what that existence looks like. I have read of several individuals who have had near-death experiences and said that it was a wonderful experience. Will you pray with me? Dear God, help us to understand what it means to believe in you. Help us to be a witness to others that they might also become believers in you and have the faith and hope for eternal life. Amen. This podcast was written and read by Emmett Rawls.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of the Grace for All podcast, a ministry of First United Methodist Church of Maryville, Tennessee. I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor, and I hope you've received a blessing today from this podcast. If so, please share it with a friend or on your social media accounts. Grace for All is written, edited, and produced by the lay members of First United Methodist Church. To learn more about our congregation and its other ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number 1, STCHURCH.ORG.